Please hold while I try to locate the person you are calling.
Hey, psychologist.
Hey, Max.
Max, how you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you?
Good timing. I'm on the afternoon commute. Got about...
I was going to ask you whether I was catching you at a bad time or not, so...
No, your timing's good. Excellent.
How
I was going to Jim Fetzer talk about JFK with Ventura, Jesse Ventura for the 500 millionth time. Get nowhere.
What do you listen to that on, a podcast or on YouTube?
Well, I actually got a good app for BitChute called BitSlide.
Oh, you did actually work. I did hear you mention that. Okay.
Yeah, it works in the background. So now I can use BitChute and not have to worry about burning up my phone. So that's great.
I got you. Yeah, I was coming back from work today listening to, I know it was just a no insult meant, but it was a shit show. But that one with Rollo, I was just cracking up with Ballastet and everything. I was just, y'all had me in stitches. I guess.
I get just as many people that don't like Rollo. I said, you don't like Rollo, don't listen to him. That's pretty easy.
I mean, come on. Yeah, it's just. I mean, you know what? To be honest, I mean, you know, he might get a little bit crazy, but he doesn't seem to be a mean drunk at all. He seems, if anything, he's kind of heart touching because he seems to be concerned with people. He's never nasty. You know, he's never, I know he's probably
yeah.
a pain in the butt to you all, but he seems like a, you know, that's when the real personality comes out when somebody's drinking, I guess. And he seems to be,
you got
of,
it.
Let's move on to the next, fakeologist post. And
yeah.
We need a break, you know, so.
Yeah. That's right, and I've always said his heart's in the right place, but sometimes he's so drunk, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the guy, no doubt. And, as long as you understand what his shows are all about, then you shouldn't get upset.
Right, yeah, no, that's not maybe my favorite of what y'all put out, and I, after we talked, I did try to get on to the, what you call it, the Discord stuff, and I'm, between my lack of patience for that stuff, I'll still go at it again because I would like to get on and talk with you all on the live.
Oh yeah, you
or
should.
But I just kind of gave
yeah,
up.
Yeah, do.
I guess Friday or whatever. So.
Oh yeah, but, definitely try and get on. Try and get on. That'd be great.
That one guy. He seemed. I think you guys were already hip to it, but that one guy talking a truth for now or whatever. He seemed kind of fishy. I was trying to figure out where he was coming from, but it sounded like you all had some type of conversation in the past, maybe, you know, some of these pop up or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah, he was on years ago. He's a gay guy in California, and
yeah.
He gets on me about my conservative views, which have nothing to do with fakeology, but sometimes he sucks me into the conversation, and but
yeah.
It's not,
I mean,
interesting. It's not interesting to most people.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
No, I mean, I think that's just another source of division. I mean, I don't care what people do
behind
closed doors, as long as it's, like you said, as long as it's not messing with children, that's a whole other story, you know, but,
yeah.
You know, at the same time, it's just like, I don't know, sometimes I think certain people get on these platforms to try to derail conversations or whatever. Who
yes.
Knows, so, but.
Yes. Well, yeah, well, if you don't like what we talk about, then I don't see why you check in as a caller. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But how's everything in Maryland?
Not too bad. I was going to go on your radar actually today. I have a friend who has he's a single father, and he has a young son in Baltimore schools, and I don't know. I'm talking to you just one on one. I kind of would prefer if that part doesn't get posted, but
okay.
He says that today they sent out a notice about me and him are kind of both like you, an auto hoaxer type of thing, you know. But he says that they're saying that the Baltimore schools system, Baltimore County City school system, was hacked, and that there was this ransomware that was put on all these devices that they made these kids take home with them. And go ahead and uninstall this, that, and the other, and power down your devices and everything. And that sounded really fishy to me and him both. And then I just looked at the, I'm still out, finishing up some work, but I just was looking at the news tab. I typed in cyber attacks, and I don't know if you all have done this or not, but you might want to look at that, because over the past few days to a week, it seems like there's a whole lot of cyber attack stuff happening. Or, I mean, I use that in quotes, you know, I don't necessarily think it's happening, but at least that's the,
yeah,
the official narrative, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of curious what might be in the works as far as what they're trying to pull off around this time with the holidays and all this online shopping. And I mean, I still kind of am under the impression, I think.
Well, what exactly is a cyber attack? What does that mean? I don't understand. I'm in computers for 40 years, so I don't even know what it means.
No, I'm calling it BS. All I'm saying is the fact that it's being pushed as a thing that's happening, and the general unsuspecting public are going to believe it. So I'm I definitely wouldn't put it past the powers that be, for lack of a better term, to have some type of a power outage or whatever, kind of like Vernon Coleman was talking about. I mean, I don't, you know.
I don't like that. Yeah.
You don't like the concept, you mean?
No, I really don't like the idea of shutting off the power. That pisses me off when people talk about that.
No, I don't either, of course, yeah. No, I don't either, but I wouldn't put it past them. So all I'm saying is if this type of stuff would be a prelude to something like that, to where they can then, you know, everybody's focused on this COVID crap, so I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we kind of put on the back burner the fact that they can blame this, that, and the other on another nation or whatever, you know. I mean, I know you're in Canada, here I am in the States, but I guess I just was putting that on your radar just because then when I looked at the tabs, the news tabs, I'm saying, man, they have an article on there, is Israel downplaying all of their cyber attacks, and hospitals are getting cyber attacked, and of course the school system's getting cyber attacked, and online retailers are getting cyber attacked. So I'm just thinking, okay, well, why are they doing all this all of a sudden? I mean,
number one, the media is usually just full of propaganda and lies. I don't really believe the story. And even if it's true, what is a cyber attack? I mean, my biggest aggravation is my computer is really slow, and I can't do my work. So then I walk away from it when it's slow, and I don't have the time to figure out what is causing it to be slow, because there's a million different things that could be wrong. It could be my router, it could be my switches, it could be the internet, it could be my provider. And to me, that's my biggest thing. If you back up your data, whatever that means, whatever you back up, your pictures, whatever is valuable to you, then there's really not too much to worry about. And
I may not be communicating myself. I don't believe that it's actually happening or that there is such a thing.
Yeah.
I think if anything, over the years, you know, let's just say grab a date, like since 9/11, I think that the increase of all the cyber security and you have to get everything protected, your identity's at risk and all that, I believe all that's just a BS show. But my point being is that 99% of the public thinks opposite of you and me and my friend or others in our camp.
Well, 99% are uneducated in basic things. Yeah, I agree.
So it doesn't take much to get them to then, just like it didn't take much for them to go off on a tangent with this stuff, or it didn't take a lot for them to go off on a tangent after 9/11 or whatever. I can see, I'm not being a doomsdayer here, but I just think that's another trick up their sleeve that they can pull that will possibly, especially here in the winter months, you know, that you know, I mean, how do you bring a society to its knees more so than you know, you disrupt the food supply, the energy supply, and all that, you know? So that's kind of where I'm coming at from, you know, just kind of not believing the story or thinking that there's anything legitimate about it, you know. So, and I'm not telling you anything you didn't already know. It was kind of interesting that just today, on the day before Thanksgiving, that they have this big cyber attack on, so-called cyber attack on the school system. I'm wondering, is that meaning that they're going to try to have an excuse to bring the kids back to school, maybe? I don't know. You know, maybe.
No,
maybe
they're not doing it. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's great if they attack, do a cyber attack, because the Zoom meetings and all that is absolutely not working anyway. I think they should shut that whole damn thing down. I don't know one person that said it's a good experience. If Zoom closed tomorrow, and all the teachers had no idea how to use another program, I would be happy. They shut the whole thing down. It's a joke.
I agree with you on that, and I'm just thinking to myself, why are they allowing something like that? Anything that comes out in the media, I am very much auto-hooked on, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, they're only giving it this much attention, and I'm not a news watcher, TV watcher, or whatever, but I would imagine.
Yeah, me neither.
I would imagine that the news would probably be hopping on some of these stories. So all I'm saying is, are they trying to get people conditioned and used to a particular attack of sorts that then they can go ahead and, you know, then they, one way or the other, if they pull something like that off, it doesn't really matter who they want to blame on it, because they could blame any myriad of culprits, you know, but anyway. So I'm not trying to be all panicky or doomsday. I just was kind of throwing that out there to you because I.
All right, that's cool.
I don't have links or anything necessarily, but I thought that was kind of a little bit noteworthy on the day before Thanksgiving, you know, to have, you know.
Yeah, is there much travel in the U.S.? I don't watch the news, so are people traveling at all or on the airlines? I mean,
I can't speak on that. I don't really know. I mean, I'm not. But I really don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm here in the really, you know, kind of a hub. I'm here between Baltimore and D.C. And, I mean, the traffic is not what it was a year ago necessarily, but it's getting on the road.
Hey, have you ever been to Phoenix, Maryland? Phoenix, Maryland?
That name doesn't even ring a bell. I don't know where Phoenix, Maryland is.
Because Phoenix, Maryland is the home of CDI. Which is Controlled Demolition Incorporated.
I looked
it up, and Phoenix, Maryland is a little crossroads outside of Baltimore, and I thought, wow, it's barely big enough to get its own name. So I was just curious if you've heard of it.
I've raised here my whole life. I can't even say I've heard of that little town, if it's a little town, but that's kind of an interesting name.
You should look it up. Maybe you've driven right through it and didn't even know because... Yeah, Phoenix is, of course, Rise from the Ashes and all that.
Right,
and, of course, CDI is who I believe did the destruction of the Twin Towers.
Right, right.
And so I looked up Phoenix, Maryland, because I thought that's a really strange place to have a corporate headquarters of the biggest demolition company in the world. And when I looked up their address, it's basically, there's not much there. It's not an office tower or anything. It's just a little hamlet outside of Baltimore.
I mean, we got a lot around here, of course, aside from D.C. proper, Baltimore proper. I mean, here is where up near Frederick, Maryland is where Fort Detrick is, and that's about 45 minutes away from me. And then, of course, the Aberdeen Proving Grounds is up a little north of Baltimore. So there's a whole lot of military, industrial type of stuff around here for sure. But, that town, I mean, I do a lot of driving for work. I can't even say that I know where the town is. Now you got me curious. I have to look it up. But I used to do some work for the National Park Service, and I would work in the Washington Monument, actually. And that would be something that I'd like to talk with you all about on one of those shows or something, because I was working on the alarm system inside, and they actually, had the guy that was running the elevator, and it was just contractors in there, and he took us on this tour of the inside of, just because it was closed down, and it was the inside of this, you know, big obelisk, and on the inside of that thing, as you stop, there's carvings and engravings of all kinds of stuff on the inside of that thing that they stop at a couple floors for the general public, but this guy was basically, you know, saying, hey, this is not something you're going to see every day, so, you know, let's go ahead and take a look at it. And I wish I would have taken more pictures or any pictures that day. But my point being is, you're talking about CDI, they had the Washington Monument shut down for quite a while. They kept blaming on elevator troubles, and I was wondering whether they were lining that place with something like they were lining, you know, the trade towers with, you know, around the same time, because I can picture that being a center of interest for them to have go down at some point, you know, so.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, you're right. They wire it for 20 years into the future, maybe. You're right. That's interesting. Was that recently?
I haven't set foot in there in 5 years, probably, at least, but I mean, I'm, I, I kind of pride myself on being principled. I even told them, I said, I don't want to work in this building anymore. And the guy's saying, well, why is that? My customer. And I said, because it's basically an obelisk, and I don't really want to be part of what y'all are trying to do. So, I mean, I'm probably pretty stupid for doing that, but I turn business down for the sake of not
wow.
being involved, you know. But at the same time, I mean, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. So, but it's just interesting, you know, because, I mean, there's something about that place as well. You know, any of these tall towers, they sure like to make ritual.
Knock them down.
You know. Yeah, right.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to run by you real quick just to kind of.
Oh, that's interesting. So I can't publish this call? Because what did you say that was a big secret?
Well, I got specific about my friend and his son and the school. That was what I was mostly concerned with. I just didn't want to.
I don't think anyone could figure out who or what from what he said.
That's fine. That's fine.
I don't think it's a big deal. But I'll tell you one thing. You know how you talk about masons and obelisks, and today I think you asked about my daughter earlier, which is a nice deal.
Yeah,
and
I was hoping she was turning a little bit of a corner there.
Well, it's gonna take a while. They don't. One thing I learned today is they don't bring the blood sugar down. They don't crash it down to where it's supposed to be fast. It's like landing a plane. It's very slow. They're trying to bring it down slowly over time. So it's not off the charts, but it's way too high still. And today she got a special gadget that she can use her smartphone to read her blood sugar, which I thought was fun. And she had a panic because today it just said high, as in call your doctor too high. And then she read the manual and it said, do it again in 5 minutes. If it still says hi, then you call your doctor. So I thought,
right.
What is hi exactly? Is there a number? What is, because normally it gives you a number, but after a certain number, why is it saying hi? Why can't it give the actual reading? But both the machines she has both said hi. So I said, let me look up and see what hi is. According to the diabetes community, what is high?
Right.
And this will blow your mind. What number do you think that we talk about all day long, every day, that's hoax code? What do you think is the official number of too high, call your doctor, in diabetes?
I don't know the range, but probably 33.
That's it. It's 33.3. I thought, oh my God, are these guys making up the numbers in every business and every thing? I mean, this blew my, I couldn't believe it. It's 33 millimoles per liter. Crazy.
There's something to those numbers as far as the way they look at things, for sure. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I used to pay attention to Zach Hubbard and stuff, and I tend to agree with you. It's like you get to a point, okay, now we know this, what do we do with it? But at the same time, I mean, it's amazing. They leave their fingerprints on everything. I almost think that they want to charge events. They seem to want to charge events, not charge like in terms of money, but like charge it with energy. They seem to want to charge their events with these numbers, because if they can surround a lot of attention with these numbers, it seems like it helps them to pull off what they're trying to pull off better. That's wild.
Oh, my God. That blew my mind. 33.3. That's not a random number. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding me. You can go look it up yourself. It blew my mind.
That's interesting. Because then, I mean, I'm filling up the gas in the work van, and you know these gas stations, they can't leave you alone for a second. They want to be spewing their garbage at you constantly. So they got the little TV on the gas pumps.
All right,
So they say, oh well, you know, it's this little feel good cute story. They say, oh well, the Rockefeller Plaza lighted their Christmas tree, and somewhere in New York they found this owl of all creatures, an owl in a tree that they were. They named the owl Rockefeller, and they saved this little baby owl. it's like that They Live movie. I mean, you can't. It's just once you see it, you can't unsee it. You know, it's just crazy. So
yeah, their owl is a big Masonic symbol, obviously. And there's no, why would an owl be in a tree? Probably from Canada. They usually bring one from Quebec down there, I think. And what is it? A pine tree? Or I don't even know what it is. But
some
yeah,
type of
no
evergreen.
Sense.
Yeah, right. So they.
Yeah, it makes no sense. They're just signaling that they're in control, I guess. But they're always in control.
But that's the thing. It's like that's everybody's always looking out for who is the cabal or whatever. And I've given up on that because I think it's such an amalgamation of groups and
yeah.
interests that I really don't think
yeah.
you can't blame it on the Masons. You can't blame it on the Jesuits. You can't blame it on the Vatican. You can't blame
yeah.
it on, you know, I mean, it's
the
just
Jews, yeah.
It's almost
yeah.
like they it's another division type of thing where they want us to actually be looking in these different areas, but they don't realize that behind
yeah.
you know, that they're behind the scenes, they're all one and the same. They don't care about the stuff we care about as far as, you know, differences.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I agree with you. The guys at the top are definitely, they love it that you blame the Masons and the Jesuits and the Jews. They love all that because that means you're not looking at them. Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Here's a couple things I'll run by real quick before I let you go, and I got to run myself. But you're a music fan, so we got this.
Yeah.
You got this movie put out by this Michael Bay, this horrible Songbird movie, right?
Songbird, yeah, terrible.
So they're using in the preview of that or the trailer, they're using Bob Marley's
Bob
song,
Marley?
Three Little Birds. Three Little Birds
right.
came out on, and this is something that me and my friend came up with, or my friend primarily, but it's not like a Zach Hubbard thing, even though it might sound like it. But so Three Little Birds on the Exodus album. Exodus is kind of interesting because it's a mass of people moving from one area to another. So then that
right.
came out in 1977. And then I don't know if you were familiar, you probably were, but you had this guy doing this TikTok video on the skateboard, drinking Ocean Spray, cranberry juice, listening to Songbird by Fleetwood Mac. I'm sorry, not Songbird, that's another song of theirs. Dreams. So Dreams came
right.
out on Rumors, which also came out in 1977.
Right.
Joe Biden,
I love that album.
Joe Biden is 77 years old right now. And if you do
right.
his name in Gematria, his name, Joe Biden, equals 77. So just like you're 33,
wow.
there's something about those double digits that they like, you know, and they're, you know, whether it's 11,
wow.
22, 33,
yeah.
77.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just something to put in your hat as well, because there's something to 77
yeah.
this year for sure, you know.
Multiples of 11. Oh, yeah. Once you see it, you can't stop seeing it. But, yeah, that's interesting. It's almost, in a way, I'm almost, for entertainment purposes, glad that Trump is out and this other complete incompetent dementia patient is in. Because it's going to make it even more interesting. And I don't think Trump is on our side at all. And,
no.
and he wants to vaccinate everyone with warp speed. I really don't think that the president has any real power. And
I agree.
So
he would never
I,
be
yeah.
put in that position, at least for not as long as 4 years, without being...
No.
Playing a pivotal role for their agenda, you know, so.
Yeah, they're just a lightning rod for everyone's attention, and Trump controlled the lightning rod better than anybody, and this bumbling old grandfather, this dementia patient, I don't think he's going to last that long at all to even make
what?
It to January 20th, so.
That's the thing.
It's
going to
be very.
Keep your eye on all,
yeah.
all the crisscrosses of pop culture with these Netflix shows and these music
yeah.
songs and things, because
right.
talking about that makes me think I wouldn't be, I'm kind of on the same page with you there, that something might happen to him, and then who takes over? Well, Harris takes over. Well, she's kind of this law and order, you know, of course, she's this law and order, almost like a Margaret Thatcher type of a character in terms of her way of putting out policies and laws that were locking people up, you know, prior to this whole
yeah.
election thing. And then,
she's a very strange character. She's such an unknown. For most people, she's an unknown. I don't know anything about her.
Right. So then there's this thing on Netflix that came out in recent, well, I shouldn't say came out. It's an ongoing series, but it's called, what do you think, The Crown. So
right. I've heard about The Crown.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. And
Crown,
and,
Corona, yeah.
Right.
Crown,
right,
Corona.
Right. just, you know, they seem to intertwine these riddles, and it must, I don't think they're, it may be just a matter of cockiness, and they're trying to get us to, you know, maybe try to get on their trail just for the allure of it. But I think that they must be charging things or getting more gusto out of what they're trying to pull off by having so many things linked together, you know, but kind of interesting. So
they're all things in society that are meant to, like you said, energize and cross-pollinate and keep your mind on a certain theme, like corona, crown. Even if you don't know what they mean, you're going to get some kind of energy because you sort of might know what they mean or just that kind of thing.
Right.
And they just keep you focused on basically that we're in a change, you're going to die, wear your mask to symbolize the transition and all that kind of stuff. So it all adds up. It all adds up to a great psychological operation. The number one way to control people through their minds.
And our minds are so powerful. I mean, it's just not to say that everything is a matter of mind over matter, but I do believe there's a lot of that involved. If they can get our minds, they can get pretty much everything else connected to it. I mean, one thing that has always rung true to me my whole life is my mom used to cut hair when she was younger, and this professor that used to come by, and I guess, you know, hair cutters and their clients, they get talking, and he would tell her, you know, hey, if everybody's looking in this direction, in direction A, you better be more concerned about what's happening 180 degrees in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that
right.
is such a fundamental thing to keep our eyes on, because, I mean, they know that just our, I mean, that's so primitive, really, when you think about it. I mean, it's whether it's animals or, you know, traps for animals or just, you know, warfare or whatever, if you can go ahead and get everybody focused over here, and then you come and get them from behind.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you're right. Well, humans are so easy to deceive. We have so many back doors. We have so many flaws in our brain and our thinking that anyone with a little bit of intelligence can figure out how to fool everyone all the time en masse. It's fantastic. And we're just a few people that have figured it out. And that makes us pretty unique, but
I mean, that's the thing. I think, you know, iron sharpens iron. That's why I think that it's important for communities like us to be involved, because I think that, you know, you end up bringing something to somebody's attention, and before you know it, it's like a domino effect or a butterfly effect or whatever. And all of a sudden, I mean, you could have mentioned something to me, and I go looking some stuff up, or vice versa, and then all of a sudden, now we got that much more ammunition, and that. I think that's part of why they don't want us communicating with each other, and why they disrupted it and co-opted it and, you know, brought the Q movement in and all that shit, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, good call. This will be a good call. Thank you. You're a real, real smart guy. It was good stuff.
No, I appreciate talking to you, and I'm, like I said, I kind of got a little bit of a fire extinguisher mouth on me, but you can't share it with everybody, so when you talk to somebody that you can share it with, all of a sudden it's just like, you know.
Oh, it's interesting. All right,
well,
thanks,
take
Matt.
It easy, and
hopefully
everything's. You all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, and you have a great Thanksgiving as well. Eat lots of turkey and all that, or whatever you eat.
There you go. Take care.
All right, take care. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.